free. Share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the various different features we have. You get to create the content on the site if you'd like, or you can just look at it, of course. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we're sharing with you a story that may not be as uncommon as the author of the story believes it to be. What he's telling us about here over at Salon.com is a story about three dissidents, three people, who their names Matt Duran, Teo Olgenik, and Leolin Plant. These three people have been locked in prison, federal prison, for what could be a full 18 months. And none of them have been accused of anything. None of them have been, even alleged to have done anything violent, anything at all. They've not been charged with any sort of crime. What they have done is they've refused to cooperate with the grand jury investigation. They refused to speak to the grand jury, believing that they had some sort of a right to remain silent. You know, the thing they tell you all over the place in the news media and Hollywood media and television, and that you hear if you're ever arrested and questioned by the police, you have a right to remain silent. Well, it turns out that's not really true. Turns out it only is true in the aspect of if you are being questioned after being arrested by the police. But in this case, they hadn't been arrested for anything. So therefore, they have no right to remain silent, apparently. Now, what they'd done was they'd granted this young lady and her friends immunity. So she came into the court, was granted immunity, and then they told her, well, now that you've been granted immunity, even though you didn't ask to be granted immunity, even though we weren't charging you with anything in the first place from which you should be granted immunity, now that we've granted you immunity, you can just go ahead and tell us everything you know
about your friends. We've granted you immunity, now you're obligated to talk to us.
So is the idea to get information from
them? That's right.
Well, that's silly, because if you are threatening somebody with that kind of prison time, it seems likely in a lot of cases that they would just tell you anything that you wanted to hear.
Most people would. Well, most people would tell you something, right?
Because they don't want to go to prison. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's accurate. You know what I mean?
That's true.
You could just say anything, whatever
they want
to hear.
Which is why torture doesn't work.
Right.
Because when you're torturing somebody, they'll just tell you whatever. And then, of course, if they find out you're lying, however, that's usually another, that's a criminal charge.
That's more torturing.
Right. So if you lie to a federal agent, that's a, I don't know if it's a felony, but it's pretty serious. Now, they can lie to you, and it's completely legal. In fact, they're trained. Police are trained to tell lies to get information from people. But if you lie to them, usually it's a problem. But let me continue with the story here. So this heroic young lady and her friends were not intimidated. They didn't crack. They did continue to remain silent and now are going to be sitting in SeaTac prison, a maximum security prison, if I'm recalling correctly, the same one they put Mark Emery in when they brought him down from Vancouver. They are in SeaTac up in Seattle. So, according to the story here, instances of refusing to speak can be considered civil contempt, and they can be jailed for the 18-month length of the grand jury. The arbitrary issuing subpoenas... Excuse me, already read that part. So back to, let's see, this is a quote from his original article. The author here at Salon.com also wrote about the raids that happened over the summer in Portland, Olympia, and Seattle, where they took anarchist literature, black clothing, computers, and phones from houses of people who also had not been accused of any sort of crime. It was just an evidence-gathering warrant where they just went in and raided people's houses and took stuff because they can. Will Potter, the author of Green is the New Red, who's long covered the state persecution of environmental activists and anarchists, noted in a recent interview that, quote, I think what's most indicative of what's going on, though, is that specific call for agents to seize anarchist literature as some kind of evidence of potential illegal activity. He added that the convening of a grand jury is especially troubling.
And by the way, they give this literature away for free. If federal agents wanted it,
they could ask for it.
They could just ask people for it. You know, go to these people's little fairs and booths and stuff and say, oh, can I have one of those and one of those and one of those? They would love to give it to you and love to talk to you about their ideas.
Absolutely.
If you approach them properly. But going in and stealing their pajamas and their telephone and their cell phones is not the way to get what you want.
But that's not, well, maybe that's not what they really want, Mark. Maybe what they really want is to intimidate people.
Sure.
Maybe what they really want is to scare people into not being activists in the first place. And that's why they're raiding people's homes and stealing stuff. He added that the convening of a grand jury is especially troubling because grand juries have been used historically against social movements as a tool, as tools of fishing expeditions, and they're used to seek out information about people's politics and their political associations. Now, back to the current story. Facing a number of months in prison, Ms. Plante remained steadfast in her refusal to speak to the grand jury. Aware that she would likely face jail time, given the previous incarceration of two other resistors, Plante gave a public statement the morning of her grand jury hearing on Wednesday. She detailed the depression and fear triggered by the threat of jail time, but said, quote, "I never once considered cooperation and never would. It's against everything I believe in. On my right arm, I have a tattoo reading, strive to survive, causing least suffering possible. This is something I live by every single day and will continue to live by whether I am in a cage or not." Now, this lady and her friends,
it sounds
to me,
Jainsian.
Jainsian?
Jainsian. It's a form of Hinduism where you attempt... Hindus believe that you get reincarnated, mm-hmm. so you can't cause, you can't kill people, you can't kill things in order to eat them. They eat vegetarian. They'll strain their milk through a cheesecloth in order to get whatever bacteria might be in there out, so you're not killing those things. The Jainsian believes will go even further in the attempt to not, to walk as little as possible so you don't step on little bugs, all kinds of things.
So I find this lady and her friends to be incredibly inspirational. And I hope you do as well, because if this little lady, she's 24, skinny, attractive, she can do this, why can't you? Why can't you stand up to the state?
Well, in most cases, most people haven't been come after in such an obvious fashion.
I understand that. But also, people aren't willing to, in a lot of cases, stand up in any way, shape, or form. And
they want to get through with their lives without being molested.
You just keep doing nothing and watch as people like this continue going down and suffering for your lack of doing anything about it. This lady is going to prison while a bunch of other self-styled anarchists out there are paying taxes to support her being put in prison. So this lady's incredible to me, and I want to play her statement here of what she has to say. This is the statement from a resistor video, also embedded at the salon.com video, or through the salon.com page. Now, we'll give you the link to this online, and actually, I haven't hooted anything yet tonight, Mark.
On the morning of July 25th, 2012, my life was turned upside down in a matter of hours. FBI agents from around Washington and Oregon and Joint Terrorism Task Force agents from Washington busted down the front door of my house with a battering ram, handcuffed my housemates and me at gunpoint, and held us hostage in our backyard while they read us a search warrant and ransacked our home. They said it was in connection to May Day vandalism that occurred in Seattle, Washington earlier this year.
May Day.
However,
there's your tip. That socialists parading as anarchists.
Okay, that's fine. That doesn't matter to me.
I don't really care
what her political viewpoint is. But that's interesting, Mark.
But aren't... When I think sort of more socialist anarchists, I heard vandalism, and I'm not sure if she did that, but that's what I kind of think of are those anarchists that like to destroy the man by destroying property and that sort of thing. And
right, that's what they were allegedly investigating were some acts of vandalism, but no one in these homes was accused of actually being the vandals.
Yeah.
They were just going and taking all of their stuff.
But I wonder because do they support that? I'd love to know more about what their kind of viewpoint is, because I'm not sure that I could. I agree that this is awful and should not be happening, and she's being very courageous. But if she's somebody who is involved in a movement that is okay with destroying property, I can't get behind that.
Also, well, yeah, but I don't think the police should be going to anyone's house over a vandalism charge.
I agree.
I mean, I think that you need, as far as I'm concerned, that there's, it's not big enough. It's not a big enough charge to go into somebody's house, mm-hmm. and you're going to need some better evidence. At this point, judges are just rubber stamping, these warrants and stuff like that. I have no faith that judges are saying, okay, well, it's going to be really tough for you to get a warrant from me, Mr. Police officer. You're going to have to meet all these criteria. I think it's bang, 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 bang. They just give them out.
I'll give you more of her statement here in a moment. 855-453, this heroic young lady who's standing up to all of the tyranny of the state and taking 18 months in prison for exercising the supposed right to remain silent. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-sized smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-sized smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free, like the rest of our website, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse or any other incident on the road, the most important place to protect yourself is, the most important way to protect yourself is to have a video and audio camera going. That can be hard. You know, pulling out your camera, pulling out your phone, pushing the buttons and getting it all set up, that kind of thing. The best way is the GPS black box dash cam. This is a camera that comes on when you turn on the key to your car. And it, you know, video and audio records and has your GPS and your speed and your location all going on all the time. So if you're in some kind of accident, you've got the ultimate witness. If you've got some kind of situation where you and the officer don't agree on what occurred, you've got the ultimate witness. You know what happened because there's video right there. It's for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. It's on sale now, so you go to freedomcam.net and get one. They even take bitcoins there. If you're a bitcoin aficionado, they take them. It's freedomcam.net.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue here with the statement from Leah Lynn Plant. She is going to prison for what could be 18 months. And it's a, you know, it's a not a defined amount of time here necessarily because
speaking of which,
contempt.
They say it's up to 18 months because nobody knows when this grand jury was convened. She could be out next week because it could just be departing, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to presume that this journalist has, you know, at least found out more than we know about the situation. They believe that she could remain there for 18 months. We don't know when she's actually going to be released. And another question that somebody asked on Twitter is, well, after this grand jury is done, can they just impanel another one and keep her there?
Mm.
So is it really only a limited 18 months, or is there some other process they can go through at that point, charge her with contempt, further contempt of a different grand jury or something like that? Anyway, she's made a statement because this is a heroic young lady. She is she's a young, thin lady who is certainly not somebody you'd expect to see in a prison anywhere. She hasn't been accused of any sort of actual crime of hurting anybody or destroying anything. The police were investigating some vandalism that happened during May Day protests, but they never accused anyone in the houses from which they stole all kinds of stuff, including anarchist literature and black clothing and computers. They never accused any of those people of being the people who were allegedly committing the vandalism.
I don't understand the black clothing bit. Is it because the people were wearing black when they did the vandalism?
Well, they certainly weren't carrying anarchist literature at the time either. So, like, they were just taking things because they can.
I mean, I just don't understand what they're trying to prove with black clothing.
Nothing. They're just trying to intimidate people.
Anarchists wear black, or we just like this clothing and we wanted to take it.
They just want to take everything they had. They went in, they took all their computers, their clothing, they took all their literature. So it's not like the cops are going to learn something from the literature that they couldn't already find out by searching online or, as Mark said, walking up to an anarchist table or going into an anarchist bookstore and taking this information. They just wanted to screw these kids over. That was all they wanted to do. And now they're screwing them hard by putting them in prison cells for not being willing to testify against one another. Back to Leah and her statement. This was recorded just before she went to prison.
I just wonder if, I'm not saying that what she's doing here isn't heroic, because I think that it is heroic. It's certainly brave. Heroic, I think, is a funny term.
I think she's a hero.
I'd have to agree with all of her politics, perhaps, to think she was a hero. You know, maybe misguided.
Anybody who refuses to participate with the aggressors and protects their friends from aggression is a hero in my book. She's not snitching, and she's taking personal heat because of it. Most people would break down. I've seen brothers snitch on brothers before.
Agreed. I've also seen plenty of anarchists advocate for violence against people and against a world system.
Well,
don't have choices, and I don't stand for that. I don't consider anybody who thinks it's heroic,
right,
but I do consider it to be extraordinarily brave.
You don't know what she thinks, Mark, and she says that she strives to survive causing the least suffering possible, so I can't imagine she would advocate
violence.
I've
seen a lot of people with peace symbols on the back of their car advocate for violence against their fellow human beings.
Well, you can go out on a limb and, you know, make presumptions about this lady.
I just said,
I'm going with what I know about her, and she's a hero to me, so let's continue with her statement.
I suspected that this was not really about Brooklyn Windows.
I didn't get to say what I
wanted
to say.
As if they had taken pointers from Orwell's 1984, they took books, artwork, and other various literature as evidence, as well as many other personal belongings, even though they seemed to know that nobody there was even in Seattle on May Day. While we know that knowledge is powerful...
There you go. She wasn't even there, Mark. Oh, but you want to just complain about what her philosophy might be, right? Go ahead and complain.
I got nothing to say to you, dude. Go on.
Okay, I thought you were bitching about not being able to have
enough
time on a three-hour-long talk show.
Every time somebody disagrees with you, I want you to shut them down.
You've got a three-hour-long talk show, Mark. You feel like you don't have enough time to speak? Go right ahead.
No, I got nothing to say, man. Go ahead.
Well, we suspected that nobody used rolled-up copies of the Stumptown Wobbly to commit property damage. We saw this for what it was. They are trying to investigate anarchists and persecute them for their beliefs. This is a fishing expedition. This is a witch hunt. Since then, thanks to a Freedom of Information Act request, we have learned that this grand jury was convened on March 2nd, 2012, 2 months before the May Day vandalism even took place. I was served a subpoena to testify before a grand jury on August 2nd, a week later. I hastily packed up my life into boxes, got rid of almost all of my personal belongings in preparation of incarceration. I was dismissed that day after refusing to testify and re-subpoenaed for August 30th, which was pushed back to September 13th. In that time, I did a lot of self-care, got my affairs in order, and got advice from people who had either resisted grand juries, gone to prison, or both.
I wonder where she found those.
I returned to the...
Probably online.
...the grand jury on September 13th, where I was granted immunity. When you are granted immunity, you lose your right to remain silent and can be thrown into prison for civil contempt. Between consulting with my attorney and an hour-long recess, I narrowly avoided a contempt hearing simply because they ran out of time. I was dismissed and was told I would receive my fourth subpoena. I walked out of the courthouse just...
So what I want to know here is, why can't she just go in and say, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember, over and over again?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know what her lawyer was telling her. I don't know what information she was privy to or not privy to. That's a good question.
Well, it seems like she's not interested in playing their game. Like, she's trying to make
a point. Playing their game.
She's going to court.
Oh.
She's playing their game.
I didn't hear the beginning of the story. I came in the middle. But from what I understood, she was not going to be... So she's in court, but she's just not participating by giving them the information. Is that
right?
Correct?
She's not going to answer their questions. The grand jury has some questions for her, and she's not going to talk to them.
I'd like to point out that you always play their game. No matter what, you don't have an option to not play their game. You can choose not to answer their questions, but their game is, after that, is imprisonment. She's playing their game.
Well, you could choose to not go to court, and then they're going to come find you and put you in prison.
That's still their game.
I wouldn't say that you're playing their game.
Yeah,
I would say that's you're living your life, and they're taking you and putting you in a prison cell. So
I mean, don't you have the right to fight back against somebody who, I mean, unless, basically, there is no choice but to play their game. I mean, why would she go with them if they come and get her? I mean, that's basically playing their game too, right? And even if she does fight back, their game is violence and imprisonment. That's always their game. They only have that game.
855, I guess it just depends on what you consider playing their game. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, we'll continue with Leah's statement here in a moment. 1-855-450-3733. Mark says she's brave. I say she's brave and she's a hero. Good for her for not cracking under the pressure and snitching out her friends, which maybe she didn't even have anything to talk to him about. Who knows? We're coming up Free Talk Live.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And take control of these airwaves here, 1-855-450-3733. It's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And Mark, who is crying a river over me playing the video earlier here during the break. Mark,
that is definitely taking that out of context.
Yeah, he's a jackass.
Yeah, well, so you complained, Mark, earlier that I had played the video too soon because we're playing a video of a young lady who heroically, in my opinion, refused to roll over on her friends in front of a grand jury.
And I think it's a very, very compelling video.
Going to 18 months in prison as a result of that. I wanted to play this video. We had stopped down to have a discussion about what you thought about what this lady believes, which, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe she's a total anarcho-communist.
I don't care whether she is or not.
And supports blowing things up. I don't get that from what she says. That's why I wanted to continue on with the video. So I apologize for playing the video over top of you. And I wanted to make sure you had a chance to say everything you wanted to say.
Apology accepted. Please go on.
Great. So we're talking with you about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Abel is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, Abel. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just there seems to be a really a lot of ignorance about the nature of a grand jury.
Yes, I would agree that there's a great deal of ignorance about grand juries.
Grand juries are and I don't know, 23 to 27 people, and they're given presentations, you know, by now typically a federal one would be a U.S. attorney,
right.
A county one would be a county attorney, and they're continually impaneled. There's always a grand jury available, at least at the county level. I'm assuming mm-hmm. the same thing is occurring on the federal level as well. So, you know, her statement that this grand jury was impaneled, you know, 2 months before is of really no consequence. So basically they are to get these presentations and then I don't know if it was a majority vote. But they vote on it's not unanimous. It doesn't have
right
to
in
be
New Hampshire.
Unanimous.
It's a majority vote.
It's a majority vote.
Yeah.
And they vote on, you know, whether or not the the prosecutor can go forward with an indictment.
Right.
And I think they actually have a lot more power than they're ever told.
That's true.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah,
they have the power to indict government bureaucrats, too, but the prosecutor never brings those cases in front of them.
Well, the reality is that that regular people were always, you know, supposed to be able to bring presentments to the grand jury. There, you know, there was no capturing of this grand jury by government attorneys.
But now you can't get anywhere near them.
That's true.
How do you get in front of a grand jury these days?
They don't know that they should be available to the people. Nobody tells them.
Right.
This is something I
think that they are the ones that issue the subpoena. They don't have to issue subpoenas. If they get an inkling that this U.S. attorney is doing exactly what he's doing, they can tell him to go pound sand.
They can, and you should be able to approach a grand jury, but it is difficult to accomplish that task. In New Hampshire here, it is doable in that you can stand out in front of a courthouse and speak to them as they go into the courthouse. But who knows what lies they're telling them when they go inside the courthouse, you know, oh, well, don't listen to those people, or you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Right.
Sit down, shut up.
Right. So this is one of the things I've wanted to do for a long time as far as activism is concerned, but I've never done because we did it once briefly. Sam Dodson wrote up a letter to the grand jury outlining some of the misbehavior of the government bureaucrats that he had, you know, actual videotaped evidence of them doing, like breaking laws, hurting people, right, that sort of thing. And, of course, the jury, you know, he put his contact information on this letter. We stood outside the courthouse and handed these letters to the grand jurors as they were coming up to their jury duty. And, of course, no one called, you know, even though he had all this evidence. So I think it would be great to have some sort of grand jury outreach. And I've suggested this before, but I don't know enough about grand jury to write write whatever the pamphlet would be that we would have. So I'd love to see that, you know, whatever that outreach tool would end up being, be created so it could begin doing that kind of outreach here in New Hampshire for whatever the ends would be, just to empower the grand juries, tell them what their rights are, you know, give them more information than what they're getting on the inside. But I don't know enough about the process and about what the truth is about grand juries to really write up anything that would be useful or accurate. And Abel, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight.
There's one other thing, I say, that there is a Randy Kelton. If you do Randy Kelton, just a phonetic spelling, and grand juries, you'll come up with an article that he's written. He's actually, you know, done some of this legwork of, you know, figuring this stuff out. But what I have done, actually, is I there's a Facebook page for Dennis Hogan, who is running for Hillsborough County County Attorney. And, you know, I presented this question to him, and he says, the question of, you know, would you allow regular people to do presentations against, to the grand jury so that they may pursue indictments against criminal bureaucrats.
Is this the guy who's currently the county attorney? Is he running for re-election, or he's a new guy running for election?
He's a current county attorney running for re-election.
So what did he say to you?
And he listed off some RSA that he says, well, all indictments are to be handled by, county attorneys, prosecutors, and, you know, those guys. And
I'm not
talking about indictments. I'm talking about presentations. And the indictment is the product of a grand jury.
So has he gotten back to you on that?
Well, no. I actually sent him this article. If you go onto Facebook and just put in Dennis Hogan, it should be there, I actually did it to one who I'm friends with, county that was running for county attorney, Michael Kelsey or whatever, in Arizona, and offered him the same article from Randy Kelton, to, you know, bring this up, and he hasn't responded to me.
Well, it's no surprise that these county attorneys would be playing, you know, would be trying to keep mum on this issue. They certainly don't want to tell people that they have more power than they might realize. And Abel, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee. We'll continue with the story about the activists in the Northwest here in a moment. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I guess as a Christian anarchist, it's illegal for me to even say that I'm a Christian anarchist.
Why is that?
I might go to jail because I'm an anarchist.
Well, you know, they certainly are targeting anarchists. That's what it seems like.
Well, I hope they don't come knocking my door down. But anyway, I called about, you know, I keep going back to this thing in the 60s, and I think it was the beginning of the freedom movement. And everywhere you heard people say, question authority, and you saw, you know, we'd write it on walls and stuff. Question authority. But I got to thinking about that a little deeper, and it's not just questioning authority, because you're not just saying, you know, to the cops or the judges or the politicians, where do you get your authority? That's really not what the statement is saying. The statement is question the actual existence of authority. Does authority even exist? And I say it doesn't exist.
I agree.
Because in order for there to be authority, you have to have a source that delegates that authority down to the man.
Now, right, because you, as another human being, cannot delegate any extra power to another human being because we're all supposedly created equal. So where does that authority come from?
It comes from the force, the point of a gun.
Right. And, Gene, if you have more to say, stand by. We'll bring back. You can continue your thoughts there. 855-453. Plus, more from the young lady who's heroically facing 18 months in prison. She's in there right now in SeaTac prison up in the Northwest. She's got a little bit more to her statement. We'll share that with you. And you can take control as well. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-7106. That's 1-800-945-7106. 1-800-945-7106. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. If you would like, you can support the show, and there are various ways to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can purchase all manner of things through the Amazon links that we have. There are also some links to Newegg as well, some other vendors. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you enter those links, whether it's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Newegg Canada, Newegg US, you click through those links, you do your regular shopping that you're used to doing over at Amazon, for instance, and you won't see it when you check out. There's no indication that shows you the percentage that Free Talk Live gets, but we do get a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So it's a great way to get the stuff that you're looking for in life, and help Free Talk Live, and get a great deal, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. Now, there are some things Amazon doesn't sell. Now, Amazon does have a grocery store, and Julia, I believe that occasionally you'll buy some things through there.
Sure, I buy stuff all the time on Amazon.
Give me a grocery item that you've purchased on Amazon.
I usually buy a lot of coconut products on Amazon, like coconut oil.
So there's a lot of stock. They have a lot
That's
of stock.
That's your paleo thing.
I'm not paleo.
Okay. It's a low-carb thing?
She's custom.
Yeah, I don't eat... I'm not paleo, but I don't eat a lot of... I mean, I'll treat myself occasionally, but I don't eat really a lot of sugar, and grains is essentially sugar, so that kind of falls in that category.
Go figure. You can't pin Julia down.
I've purchased some hot sauce on Amazon
before.
You're
not trying hard enough.
Well...
Most of the food they have on Amazon is the stuff you can put in a pantry, the stuff you can store. They're not selling you fresh milk on Amazon. So they've got a decent grocery section, and you can get a bunch of stuff through it. But there are certain things you can't get, like handcrafted candies.
That's right. Stateless Sweets, statelesssweets.com. I just wanted to read some of these things to you. Cinnamon caramels. These are handmade caramels, all with real ingredients, where you can get them, and these are the high-end candies. You don't buy something in a wrapper and get anything like what you get from Stateless Sweets. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. I haven't had this, but I didn't see this on the list before. I don't know if it's new, but it's something I'm going to be getting now. I hadn't tried the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle at that point. There's panuche with walnuts. The English toffee, your favorite, the fudge. Shiraka lollipops. I'm not sure exactly what that is, but for those that don't necessarily like the candy, chocolate, then you know they got things for you too. It's statelesssweets.com. It's the greatest thing for your Halloween party. Not what you're giving out at the door to the kids.
Yeah, then the cheap stuff. But they don't care. Not discerning.
This is for the party. You bring these in, and everybody's going to be like, "You're the most amazing cook."
But you better get your order in soon if you're going to have a Halloween party and use this stuff.
You had better. Statelesssweets.com.
And you can use Bitcoins.
That's true.
If you'd like.
You're right. Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, because some people complain, you can't get anything real with Bitcoins. It's only for drugs.
They're not listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, clearly.
Because all kinds of things that here on Free Talk Live, people sell for Bitcoins.
Let's go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist talking about the idea of authority. And there's a great book on this subject that I had the privilege to read while I was in jail. It's Larkin Rose's The Most Dangerous Superstition. And, Gene, have you read that one yet? Because it's certainly pretty much what you're talking about here. Gene, the Christian Anarchist.
I agree with 100%. But Mark was saying what they are is men with guns, and that's true. That's all we have are people with guns telling us what to do. It's really no different than the mafia. But what I wanted to say about the authority existing, authority could exist if somebody possessed that authority and then delegated to them. And as the Christian Anarchist, of course, the one that I think has the authority to delegate it would be our Creator. However, nobody has shown me a delegation of authority from our Creator to any form of government, any police department, any court of law. I've never seen it, and it doesn't exist.
Right, it's interesting. They'll always point out that the you know, the Romans verse, it might be a 9 or 13. I don't know. I'm no biblical scholar in that area. I can't quote verse, chapter and verse. But they, you know, they talk about how the authority was placed above you and that kind of thing. But you know, if the authority was placed above you, then I guess they were talking about perhaps Rome. Then when the Visigoths or whatever they were overran Rome, the Vandals overran Rome. Were they in charge? Did God put them over in authority? Because, you know, certainly the you know, this German Empire rose up afterwards, and they were Christian. Did God put them in charge? And then when, you know, these different kings, you know, broke away and did whatever they did God put them in charge? Did God think that King George was in charge, or did he think that Congress was in the Continental Congress was in charge?
Well, God always sides with the winners, of course.
I'm confused.
Gene, you know, let me throw out the objection here that the statists might say, as the devil's advocate, well, Gene, we voted for this. The authority comes from the people getting together and voting.
Yeah, that's the might makes right argument. If we get a gang that's bigger than your gang, we can force you to do what we want. And that argument falls flat on its face when you look at it logically. Now, I would like to point one thing out that I think that question authority, those two words, are the most powerful message the freedom movement can and does have, and it's been around for quite a while now. But I would like to see those two words used a little bit more often. Maybe we can promote it over the airways here, that we need to learn how to question authority, and not just the fact that these people claim to have it. We need to claim question the actual existence.
Right, to refuse to believe in the idea of authority, I think, is a really important thing for people to do. But there is, I think, Larkin Rose does a good job in his book of clarifying that the type of authority he's talking about. Because, you know, if you pull up the definition of authority, there are different types of authority, right? So there's the authority of we tell you what to do and you do it kind of authority. But then there's also, like, Julia might be the authority on electronic music. Like, she might be at least sitting in this room right now.
She certainly knows more than the us
right.
two.
So there's that kind of authority. Like, there's the authority of expertise, and that's not the authority we're talking about here. But there's also, I think, one kind of authority you can delegate, and maybe, you know, maybe this is or isn't an accurate use of the word authority, but I think it is. So, like, for instance, if I wanted to delegate, Mark, if I get hit by a bus, I, you know, delegate to you the authority to make decisions for me.
I think so, yeah.
That you get to do that because I've delegated that to you. But what I can't do is I can't delegate to you that you get to control Julia and make decisions for her without her consent. So I could consent to somebody making a decision for me. I can give away my own personal autonomy to that extent, but you cannot cross that line into another human being, and that's what the authority that we're talking about is. It's where somebody said that you have to do X, Y, Z, even though you didn't consent, or that you can't do X, Y, or Z, even though you didn't consent to that.
You have to be able to agree to the terms of the contract. If you can't agree to them, if they're not fully disclosed, if you're not of age, there is no contract. That's why this whole straw man argument falls flat on its face, because a straw man contract cannot exist if you didn't consent to it, if it wasn't fully disclosed to you. So that's why I don't buy any of that straw man stuff. Now, you know, maybe there are people that actually think that they can do a straw man in somebody else's name. Maybe there are people in government that think they can. But I've never seen any proof of that, and certainly that argument would fall flat on its face when you talk about any kind of a concept of contract.
And the straw man argument is what?
That's the one where the people say that the government has created an artificial Ian Freeman that is all capital letters, and therefore Ian is responsible for all the debt that's placed on the Ian Freeman straw man. So obviously that can't really take
place. And they advocate that there are all these hidden agreements that you you agree to tacitly, like for instance when you go into court, if you step past the bar, then you've consented to the jurisdiction of the court, and that's, you know, by being born or whatever, that you've consented to the social contract.
I think you've consented by their definitions, the court's definitions, by birth. I mean, you know, basically, you're on our land. This is what the government believes.
Well,
and people that support the government is, this is our land. We do what we want with it. And
that
you
is what
do
they say, but
what we want because you're on our land.
That's what they say, but if you look at the logic, you can see that it falls flat on its face.
Yep.
Gene, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from
you. Question authority.
Very good. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think the government, you know, I'm thinking back on what Gene just said there, I think the government does own the land that we're on here. Now, they've taken it by force.
If by own, you mean they control.
Yeah, they control it, and, you know, they effectively have ownership. I don't think they came about it in a righteous manner, though.
So this young lady, we'll get back to her in a moment here. Hour number three is next. She is going to be sitting in prison for what could be 18 months, maybe even longer. Who knows what kind of shenanigans they'll end up pulling. Why? Well, because she decided to not talk to a grand jury, because the right to remain silent is a bunch of BS in this country. You don't have the right to remain silent. They own you. Hour three is next.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.